And now it's time on the show for our update with City Manager Rory Watt. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having me on. Lovely sunny afternoon out there.
Yeah, it looks like they pushed the forecast. This is going to last for a while now. And I don't know about you, but it makes working really hard.
You know, everything about working is really hard right now. But, you know, I think that's true. Being in the office when it's sunny like this, it makes it doubly tough.
Got it. Well, I think our listeners are used to these updates. But if you're tuning in for the first time, every week, every day, as a matter of fact, we check in with City Manager Rory Watt to see what's going on with COVID-19 related restrictions and precautions, planning, things like that. So what's going on today, Rory?
So we don't have anything going on in the COVID front to report. We do have tonight, Doctors Inc. is going to appear via video conference. So we've got her at 6 o'clock to talk about the health mandates that the governor relaxed last week, and we're trying to figure out what that means for the community and for the city as a provider of facilities. So pools, library, museum are in the wave of allowables, however quite restricted. So I think we're scratching our heads a little bit on whether it's a good idea to consider opening them and if the rules are practical. And then the budget is the big deal. I mean, we're in a tough budget situation. I've talked about that a lot. And, you know, last week was Public Service Appreciation Week. So we gave a lot of shout outs to everybody in the municipal workforce who's been really doing heroic work, just reorganizing the city and providing all kinds of services. And, you know, we're unfortunately going to follow that up with some tough discussions about you know, whether we're going to be able to continue providing the city services that we historically have provided. So complicated period. And then the swirl up at the legislature continues. No clarity on the federal bailout funds, if they're coming or if they come, how they are able to be used.
Okay. You mentioned Dr. Zink is going to be part of the meeting tonight at 6 p.m., and that is that one open to the public, as most of them have been?
It's open to the public. So we've got a brief assembly meeting at 5:30, an update on some of the happenings, and then Dr. Zink will come on at 6 after her nightly statewide press conference, and open to the public so people can Zoom in with us or, you know, I think we're on the radio as well.
Got it. And you mentioned that she's going to be sort of, I don't know, counseling us maybe on the health mandates that the governor advised. And do those have to do mostly with restaurants and barber shops and bars, things like that?
They are all kinds of things. So per the governor's, he's calling it the recovery, reopening Alaska phase two. We've literally got probably 15 categories of businesses that can be open, everything from bingo halls to bowling alleys, theaters, bars, pools, library, museum, social and religious gatherings, gyms, fishing charters, childcare. There's a long list, and it's actually quite complicated what each of those individual entities would have to do to open. But I think what we'll focus on with Dr. Zink is the rationale on is the state ready? Is Juneau ready? Why is it ready? And so I think it's a higher level discussion about level of testing, level of positivity in the testing, capacity at the hospital, ability to respond if there's an outbreak, some of the things that Division of Public Health are doing to forecast potential growths in disease. That kind of higher level surveillance, I think, is where we're going to steer the conversation.
Got it. And if you had to forecast what Dr. Zink might say, what do you think that might sound like as far as the advice for our community?
I think she's going to say the metrics for our community are very good, and that we've organized ourselves very well, and that, you know, that there are going to be new cases of the disease statewide and in Juneau eventually. And, you know, she doesn't want anybody to get the disease, but it is it's a reality that it's out there. So I think we're kind of in the management phase. But, you know, I think by the national metrics, I think she's going to say we're in the position where we've earned the ability to open up a little bit.
You know, when I first started speaking to you when all of this happened, I'd often ask you what's keeping you up at night, Rory. And then maybe the curve sort of flattened a little bit and I stopped asking that question. But it seems like this transition going back into opening up might be stressful. Just thinking of you and also some of your colleagues, what's keeping you up at night?
I think so. So certainly the budget is keeping us up, and certainly trying to figure out how to make best decisions and best recommendations for the community in an absence of complete information. So, you know, right now we haven't had a positive case for several weeks. I think it's been nearly a month since the onset of symptoms for our last positive case. But that doesn't mean that there's no disease in the community. It's just that it hasn't manifested itself in a way that's resulted in positive tests. And, you know, it's a delicate balance. And, you know, I wish I knew more. I wish I had more information, but we don't. But I do know that over the last couple months, we've come a long ways in terms of information, public awareness, testing capacity locally, and organizationally. So we're in a better place for sure. But I still wish I had a lot more information.
Got it. You've mentioned testing a couple times, and I know we've talked about this on the program, but can we just remind our listeners right now, if one of our listeners has some symptoms and they want to get tested, what's the best way to do that?
Call your personal healthcare provider or our nurse hotline at 586-6000. And really very, you know, very relaxed standards for getting a test. And so we do want people to get tests. We've got the drive-through screening facility, and we've got expanded hours for calling the nurse hotline. So better to call in and get tested. Err on that side.
All right. Again, that number is 586-6000 to possibly get tested out at the drive-through testing facility near the Department of Motor Vehicles. What's the turnaround for tests results these days?
I think we're still down to just 2 days or so, two or three days. So they're still going down south because of the limited air travel. So it's not same-day service, but it's pretty good.
Okay. We've been speaking with City Manager Rory Watt about all things COVID-19 here in the community of Juneau. Tune in at 5:30 tonight for the Juneau Assembly meeting, and then at 6 p.m. they'll be joined by Dr. Zink. Call 586-6000 if you have questions or concerns or need to get tested. Rory, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, I think everybody's doing great. I mean, I think keep washing your hands. I mean, we can't beat that drum enough. You know, we really want to slow and reduce and eliminate the transmission. So all of the healthy hygiene, the cloth-based coverings, the solid surfaces, they made a difference. And there's no doubt that they can continue to make a big difference in slowing the disease spread.
Sorry, I did just come up with one more question. I've been noticing social gatherings starting to happen a little bit more on beaches and stuff, and I'm not sure that everyone's 6 feet apart and wearing masks. What would be your advice to gatherings like that?
So the governor's health mandates, they've allowed bigger groups of people. So you can have up to 20, I think, is what the mandate has. But what Dr. Zink's advice is, not lots of overlapping groups of people. She's been stressing the idea of having your Q team, your bubble, your social circle of a limited number of people that you might be exposed to, rather than circulating amongst lots of different people. So I think less than 20, let's not do that any more frequently than necessary, and try not to have overlapping contact with lots of groups of people. I mean, it is really about the disease's need to have people to spread it. So people are the solution to not spreading it.
And what about 6 feet rule and masks?
6 feet apart all the time, and pretty much in any business or any indoor space where that 6 feet's not possible, wear that cloth face covering, and you're wearing it because you're presuming you might be a disease spreader, so you're wearing it to help other people.
Okay. City Manager Rory Watt, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Scott. Good talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.